Did you notice in that song? It says, that name never fails my heart to cheer. Joy, joy, there's joy in that name. It never fails my heart to cheer. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm sure some of us who have been around for a while, I know I've found myself with different jobs and all in some pretty interesting places. I've heard as many, perhaps our brother Charles, who's been in the army, and others in different places, maybe growing up in rough neighborhoods, maybe where you live, maybe even in your own home. You hear some interesting things. You hear some interesting language. I remember even playing on the football field, used to hear some interesting exchanges, some interesting language between players, between coaches and things. And I've heard some, still do when you're on the street, you hear people speaking, saying things. I've heard a lot. But there's one thing that bothers me. And I don't like when people talk, you know, that way. But there's one thing that really bothers me. You know what it is? When people misuse the name of Jesus. That bugs me. That gets me a little riled up. Because I love that name. I love that name. Use somebody else's name, but not the name of Jesus. And a dear friend of Pilgrim Camp, Philip Baker, who many of you perhaps know, some of you older folks, shared one time that same thought, that was something that really bothered him when he would hear people misuse the name of Jesus. And he said something that stuck with me for years, and still to this day. He says, whenever I hear someone misuse the name of Jesus, says I'm not always in a position to go running over and, you know, straighten them out or, you know, let them know what I think. And he says, but whenever I hear that, what I immediately do, he says, I just bow my head or my thoughts and I worship his name. I said, Jesus, there are those who misuse your name. There are those who disrespect your name, who don't hallow your name, but I worship that name. I worship you. I praise you. I adore you. I lift you up. I magnify your glorious name. And so what I wanted to just share with you as we sang this song, and I was thinking about singing it before the service, is, you know, you and I carry that name. We carry that name. We represent that name, just like you represent your family name. When people hear your name, what do they think? What do they connect it with? Some families are famous. You know, there's a couple names around Pilgrim Camp that are kind of famous. You know? Anybody ever hear the last name Waffogel? Never heard of it, huh? Some hick family somewhere. Right? Hofflander. Gardner. You know, there are many. Munsinger. Sure, there are names that we associate, that we, you know, we think about, that we know a little bit of their reputation. Well, you and I, we carry the name of Jesus. We bear the name of our Lord. There's an interesting angle to one of the Ten Commandments. You know the commandment? Anybody know the fourth commandment? I know sometimes when you ask numbers, it's like, wait, which one is which? Right? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Now, most people hear that, and they immediately think, don't curse, don't swear, don't use God's name. Of course, the Jewish people, the ancient Hebrews, they even went so far with that command to believe that they shouldn't ever even speak God's name. They shouldn't even say it, because to even let it come across human lips would, in a sense, be disrespectful. I have some Jewish kids who I've taught over the years, and as a part of my curriculum, I also teach a unit on comparative religions, where we get to talk about these things and other religions, but Christianity as well. And oftentimes, I'll have some Jewish students who, when they're doing a paper or answering a question on a test or an essay, they have to use the name God. Have to use the word God. And you know how they'll write it? Capital G dash D. Has anyone ever seen that? Anybody ever seen that? No? No? Never saw that, huh? Got to get out a little more, Sister Gladys. Well, it's their way, because they're Jewish and because they practice their faith, it's their way of trying to show respect for God's name. They believe that put on a piece of paper, if that paper gets thrown in the garbage, lost, destroyed, or whatever, that's disrespectful to the name of God. And that is certainly a part of that. But there's something more to that command that I learned years ago. There's something more than just using God's name in the way we speak. Think of what it says. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That wasn't just an old English way of saying, you know, don't speak it, don't use it in a disrespectful manner. But what does the word, how do you take something? You receive it. You take it. If you're going to pick something up, right? You take it and you carry it with you. What God was really after here wasn't just simply not to misuse his name. But if you know your Old Testament, if you know the Old Covenant, you know, we even talked about this a few nights ago in number 6, that the priest used to bless the children of Israel. And it said in doing that, they would place God's name upon them. He says, my name, you will place my name upon my people. And the whole, really, the real thrust in that command, which we don't often talk about, is the fact that God says, listen, you bear my name. You're called a Christian. You're called a believer. Are you called that for nothing? How well do you represent me? You name the name of Christ. What do people think when they see you? How well do you represent me in the world? We are his representatives. We're his ambassadors. We stand for him. And God does not want us to take his name in vain. He wants to make us like himself. He wants us to represent him well in this world. He wants us to be lights in this world, to be salt in this world. The name of Jesus. We bear that name. He has placed it upon us, and I don't want to take his name in vain. I want to represent this Lord that I love with all my heart. And I want to represent him well in this world. Does that mean we're perfect? No. No. But it means I want people, when they see me, not to see me, but to see him. To see the one who I represent. The one who I represent. I shared with some of you, I don't know if I told this, after a while these meetings start to run together a little bit. So, but I told you about Rick Warren. Remember, I think, was that Saturday night I mentioned what he said? Some people are not Christians because they never met a Christian. Others are not Christians because they've met a Christian. That's a sad statement. But we don't want that to be true of us. We want to love that name. We want to represent it well. We want to bear it out into this world so that others will come to know and love that name too.